This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. About 1 million Texans have signed up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act since enrollment efforts began in 2013. That might sound like a lot, but Texas still has the highest rate of uninsured people in the country. Even before open enrollment began, Texans started calling Parkland Health and Hospital System for help navigating plans. Sharon Phillips is executive vice president.
We have heard that it might be harder to enroll as many people this year from prior years, but our experience so far is people are already reaching out to us.
Harder, perhaps, because the people most in need have already signed up. That said, this year, the financial penalties for not having health insurance will go up to $695 per adult or 2.5% of household income, whichever is greater. Some people are exempt from the requirements to have health insurance, depending on income levels and specific life events. To help North Texans with the health insurance marketplace, Parkland has 11 certified application counselors. That's a big change from the several hundred that were trained the first year in 2013.
What we found from the first year to the second year is we really want to offer that more for full service for families, because not everyone is eligible in this state for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act.
Basically, she says it didn't make sense to have so many employees dedicated only to healthcare.gov when a large group of Texans don't qualify for federal assistance. That's because Texas is one of the states that didn't expand Medicaid. And because of that, there's a coverage gap for people who earn too much to receive Medicaid, but too little to receive federal subsidies to reduce premium costs. Phillips, as well as members of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council, haven't stopped pushing state leaders to compromise.
In the state of Texas, we do have a really strong Medicaid program for children and for women, but that leaves out a large majority of our adults who do need to have access to health care through other avenues besides organizations like Parkland.
Parkland sees more than 1 million patients each year and spent about $761 million on uncompensated care last year. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.